always with them, and that he wants to guide them and help them do what's right. You can assure them that he wants to provide what they need and to protect them. Because it is never too soon to teach a child to pray, the sooner we can teach our grandchildren to talk to God, the sooner they will get to know him and understand his love for them. My husband and I taught our children early to fold their hands and say thank you to God for their food, and pray to God to help them during the day, and to protect them at night when they went to sleep. They learned to thank him for everything, and to pray for other people who needed his help. They never knew life without praying. We have watched our son and daughter-in-law teaching their children to pray from the time they were about a year old. We love to see those little folded hands as they thank God for their food or pray before they go to sleep. We try to reinforce everything their parents are doing whenever our grandchildren come to spend the night with us. I want to emphasize that just as it is never too early to teach a child to pray, it is never too late to teach a child to pray either. Even if your grandchildren are older or grown up, and to your knowledge do not pray, you can still ask them if you can pray for them, or perhaps with them. It may seem hard to initiate that if they are older or in adulthood, but you can ask them if they have a need or concern they want you to pray about for them. I have found that most people, even unbelievers, still want prayer, and especially from a grandparent they know loves them. The peace we want our grandchildren to know is the kind that comes only from God. It's beyond human understanding. It's the peace that is found in the midst of problems, pain, chaos, and turmoil, the kind that makes no sense in light of what is happening. We have the peace.